Información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com. Máster en inglés profesional. Apunta alto. Llega más lejos.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupobaugan.com.
Ahora más oportunidades de aprender inglés donde y cuando quieras mediante un formato mixto y por teléfono. Clases telefónicas Vaughan. Combina conversaciones fluidas junto con las correcciones propias del método Vaughan, cuya naturaleza dinámica y 100% interactiva lo convierten en la mejor opción para este formato de clase. Recuerda que el signo distintivo de nuestras clases es la calidad del profesor. En Vaughan no es suficiente con un alto nivel de inglés. Nuestro estándar es la excelencia. Todos nuestros profesores son nativos y atraviesan un riguroso proceso de formación en clases telefónicas. Clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Ahora donde quieras, cuando quieras, pero con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833 para Madrid o llama al 93-339-8687 93-339-8687 para Barcelona.
Contact us now for a free level test and get started on your trimestrales right away. Your English adventure awaits. Trimestrales de Vaughan.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupobaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 91-133-5831 o entra en grupobaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 93-339-8687. En Madrid, 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Two, three, I got those salad blues, baby. Woohoo, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Woohoo, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said, one, got the salad. Two, got the blues. Three, to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Woohoo, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Yes, it's time for some healthy salad. and salad listeners, yes, welcome once again to the program. Now, I know you're thinking, I wonder what he has lined up for us today. Well, yes, me pregunto, I wonder. Well, let's find out. Of course, we have salad news bits and news from around the world. Another news item for you. And what else do we have? Well, we also have boost your level. Aumenta tu nivel. Boost your level. So today, well, let's just leave it as a surprise, shall we? Yeah, let's leave it as a surprise. So obviously, different ways you can boost your level. And we'll have Alan Parker here. He's our grammar expert. He'll have some tips on how you can boost your level today. That's all I'm going to say, salad listeners. Okay. Now, first of all, let's have our customary conundrum. A little test for you. Now, here we go. Our conundrum today is, he never gets his message blank very well. Or well, if you like. He never gets his message blank well. We can add very well. What could it be? So to get a message blank. What do you think? Any ideas? So to get plus gerund, obviously the plus gerund. Hello. Oh, it could be, but plus preposition, okay? So what could the preposition be here? To get plus preposition, there are many phrasal verbs with the verb to get, of course. So he never gets his message blank well. That's our conundrum. Okay. Well, stay tuned. We should reveal the answer at the end of the program. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, yes. Welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our headline. Here it is. How Brexit could hit British drama exports. That's our headline. How Brexit could hit British drama exports. So we've been looking recently about how Brexit is affecting musicians, especially touring musicians, you know, around the EU, the European Union. And we saw just yesterday that Elton John has been very, very involved in lobbying the government, putting pressure on the government to help musicians tour the European Union without having to get visas, visa-free travel for musicians. But now we're looking at how Brexit could hit or affect British drama exports. So we're talking about series here, Sirius. We say series, and we would say series in English, okay? That's right. So, well, what could, you know, how could Brexit affect British drama series? So, of course, people are watching a lot of series on, I know, you've got HBO, Netflix, you know, Amazon Prime Video, etc. So, drama exports or series exports, you know, when a serie, you know, it's a series. So let's see how Brexit could affect British, you know, series in this aspect. Let's go over live to London. We have Simon Hallow right there.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So the UK may have departed the EU stage, but, you know, its sparkling film and TV productions keep winning over audiences across the continent and indeed the globe.
Yes, so British drama or British series, okay, they've been winning over audiences or getting new audiences across the continent, in Europe, and around the world. You know, but so how is Brexit going to affect this?
Right, so we have certain jewels, such as The Crown and Downton Abbey, and they've received, you know, many awards and brought in billions in sales for the UK's creative industries.
Ah, yes, The Crown, Downton Abbey. All these kind of, you know, very, typical English dramas, we can say. I mean, I don't mean typical in a bad way, but kind of classic British dramas. So they brought in billions in sales for the UK's creative industries. That's true.
Yes, but some EU countries are worried that Britain now, a third country in Brussels language, is unfairly cashing in on the rewards of selling its programmes as European, even though it's left the Union. So last year, EU countries agreed that 30% of offerings on streaming services, such as Netflix and Amazon Prime, should be European-made.
Ah. So, okay, so EU countries, they're worried, because Britain is now a third country, in inverted commas. That's right. But they're still selling their programmes as European. But Britain is still part of Europe, even though it's not in the European Union. But it's still European. You know, this is a thing. But anyway, you know. So last year, EU countries agreed that 30% of offerings, okay, on streaming services such as Netflix and Amazon Prime should be European made. So 30% of productions on those platforms should be European made.
Yes, that's right. So the concern among, you know, some EU capitals is that currently it makes up the vast majority of that 30%, despite Brexit. Now, this month, EU diplomats were invited to discuss whether the privileges the UK continues to enjoy were appropriate.
I see. So it's been agreed that 30% of productions need to be European. Okay, but despite Brexit, a pesar del Brexit, okay, despite Brexit, majority of that 30% are British productions. Okay, The Crown, Downton Abbey, etc., just to name a few of the more famous ones. So now diplomats are discussing whether those privileges are still appropriate. What do you think, salad listeners?
Now, they were given a briefing paper seen by the BBC that warned that the disproportionate prominence of British productions could be a threat to the cultural diversity of the European Union.
Ah, yeah, so British productions could be a threat to an amenaza. To the cultural diversity of the European Union. I mean, I see their point. They want 30% of productions to be European or on major platforms. But most of those, you know, are British. That's right. What do you think, salad listeners?
Right, so it's a concern for, you know, the deputy CEO of PACT, which is the trade body that represents TV and film producers in the UK, who thinks the industry is being, lumped in with a general dissatisfaction with the British, you know, and Brexit, especially regarding fishing, etc. He fears any move to remove European status from UK programmes would make it much harder for producers to raise funding for filming. So my personal view is that it's a bit of a stupid tactic for the EU to take, he said. And I quote here, so in inverted commas. The EU is saying that they want more European content, but people will watch what they find compelling, and entertaining will, find ways of doing that. You know, we see that with younger audiences particularly. Now, yeah, so the deputy CEO believes mainland European viewers would suffer. And legislating to exclude certain type of content and programs is not really how to deal with audience engagement. So, yeah, there are, you know, some problems emerging there. So this is, you know, this could be a problem for British drama exports. And this is how, you know, Brexit could hit British drama. So, you know, here from London, back to the studio, Dave.
I see. So what do you think, salad listeners? I mean, I can see the point in Europe. Although, of course, you know, Britain is still part of Europe. It's not in the European Union, but their productions are still European. But just not in the European Union. But it's true, if you have 30% of programming that's European, you know, on Netflix or, you know, HBO, Amazon Prime, etc., most of those are British. This is what they're saying. So obviously these are, you know, more negotiations, you know, regarding and involving, you know, Brexit. So you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Then, Salad listeners, yes, boost your level. The part of the program where we give you, you know, specific tips, you know, to help you, you know, increase your level, boost your level. And we have here Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, to give us a helping hand. Hello, Alan.
Yes, that's right. Hello, Dave. Yes, so today, obviously, sometimes the vocabulary you use can really help you to boost your level. So today, I wanted to look at, you know, some adjective enrichment, but focused on adjectives ending with full and less, with those suffixes.
A suffix, sufijo. Okay, so adjectives that end in full or less. So using more of these, getting more of these into your active English will help you to boost your level. Okay, what else can you tell us, Alan?
Right, okay, so if we're looking at adjectives with full and less... With full, it's just F-U-L. They end in single L, not double L. Okay? Not double L. So just to give an example, like useful, útil. Useful would be just, you know, U-S-E-F-U-L, single L. And useless, obviously, with two S's at the end. So, yes, let's try and get some more of these into our active English to help us boost our level.
You heard the man, Salad listeners. Now then, let's practice here, Salad listeners. Okay? Are you ready? Okay, so what have you got first for us?
Right, okay, so let's have a look at these adjectives. Now, here we have, first of all, we have harmful and harmless.
Harmful and harmless. Okay, that's interesting. So harm is like daño. Perjuicio, harm. So we have harmful and harmless.
Yes, that's right. So harmful, perjudicial, and harmless, inofensivo. Now, most of the time, these are opposites, but that's not always the case.
Ah, so it's full and less. Most of the time, they're opposites, but not always. So here we have perjudicial, but harmless is inofensivo. You know, so not really opposites here, but, you know, you get the idea. Well, let's practice with these. Also, we're going to be practicing with these, Salad listeners, okay? So this is the interactive part of the program. We'll look at some expressions. Translate these into perfect English using our new vocabulary here.
Right, okay, let's practice with this. El fumar es perjudicial para tu salud.
El fumar. I would just say smoking. So smoking is harmful to your health. And I suppose you could say it's harmful for your health, but to be harmful to sounds much better. So smoking is harmful to your health. That's right. Okay. Are you interacting with the Siri, translating these into perfect English? Let's have another one.
Right, okay. No te preocupes por Robert. Es inofensivo.
Rover the dog. Okay. I suppose, not a cat. Yeah, you know, or, okay. So, not the preocupes. Don't worry about. Okay, preocuparse por. Don't worry about Rover. He's harmful. Okay, don't worry. Not harmful, harmless. Not harmful in this case, okay? So, don't worry about Rover. He's harmless. Some people think we're in the street and you see someone's walking around with a pit bull. You go, whoa. And they say, oh, not a bit of good business. Nothing, nada. Okay, don't worry. He's harmless, you could say here. He's harmless. He won't do anything. Nothing, nada. He's harmless, as in he won't harm you, is what they're saying. So he's completely harmless. Okay, good. So we have harmful and harmless salad listeners. Let's have another one, shall we?
Right, okay, yes. We have helpful and helpless.
Helpful and helpless. So let me see. So helpful, okay.
Right, okay, yes. Helpful can be de gran ayuda or servicial. Those meanings. Obviously, you have help.
Yeah, so help is ayuda or socorro, help.
And we have helpless, so it's slightly different here. Not really opposites. So helpless would be impotente, desamparado.
Okay, so helpful, de gran ayuda o servicial. Helpless, impotente, desamparado. Okay, so I'm completely helpless. There's nothing I can do. I'm helpless, impotente. Okay, good. All right, let's have a look at some examples. Practice with us here. Interact with us here. Translate this into perfect English.
Tus explicaciones claras son de gran ayuda.
Right, so, okay, so your clear explanations are very helpful. Your clear explanations are very helpful. Okay, salad listeners. The next one?
Me sentí totalmente impotente.
What do you think? So, I felt completely helpless. Yeah, I felt completely helpless. There's nothing you can do. But, you know, I felt completely helpless in that situation. Okay, good. So, helpful, de gran ayuda, servicial, helpless, impotente, desamparado. Okay, salad listeners, this is Boost Your Level. Let's have another one.
Right, okay, we have careful and careless.
Careful and careless. So coming from the root here, raíz root. So the root is care, cuidado.
Yes, so we have careful, cuidadoso, prudente. Careless, descuidado. Mi mujer es una conductora muy prudente.
Okay. So, wife is a very careful driver. Yes, so she's a very careful driver. Yeah, he's a very careful driver. Okay, so to be a careful driver. Okay, let's have another one.
Has sido muy descuidado a la hora de verificar tus fuentes de información.
I see. So, has sido... You were very careless. I would just say about checking your sources. So to be careless about something, you're really careful or careless about. Okay. Oh, it could be it could also be careful about. Who's very careful about or very careless about. So you were very careless about checking your sources. So, oh, you could say verifying if you want to. So fuentes de información, just sources, we say fuentes. You were very careless about checking your sources. Okay, salad listeners, let's have another one.
The last one today, thoughtful, thoughtless.
Okay, so thought, pensamiento, thought. We have thoughtful and thoughtless.
Thoughtful, considerado. Thoughtless, desconsiderado. Reflexivo. So, ha sido muy considerado por tu parte ayudarme.
Ha sido. Well, it was very thoughtful of you to help me. It was very thoughtful of you to help me. So in this case, it's something that's happened in the past. Here we've got ha sido. It has been. But we would say the action's past, we just use simple past. Okay, salad listeners. So, it was very thoughtful of you to help me. What a thoughtful thing to do. Okay, yeah, he's a very thoughtful person. Because you think about others, so you're thoughtful. It makes sense, doesn't it, salad listeners? Okay, I like that. He's a very thoughtful person. How thoughtful. Someone buys you a present for your birthday. How thoughtful. How thoughtful of you, very common to use. Okay, let's have one other one, salad listeners. Practice with us here. Interact with us here. Okay, this is the interactive part of the program. Translate this into perfect English.
Fuiste muy desconsiderado al hacer eso.
Okay, well, the different ways we can translate this. You could say, you were very thoughtless doing that. We can say that. So it's possible you were very thoughtless doing that. Sounds a little bit awkward in English. It would sound better, that was a thoughtless thing to do. I mean, to me, he's a very thoughtless person. You can say that. But also, that was a thoughtless thing to do. Okay? Or what a thoughtless thing to do. That was a very thoughtless thing to do. Okay? Good. So that sounds good. That was a very thoughtless thing to do. So we've seen harmful and harmless, helpful and helpless, careful and careless, thoughtful and thoughtless. Remember here, the suffix with full is just with one L, but with less, with two S's, of course. Okay, thanks very much, Alan.
Yes, so that's right. So there will be two and possibly a part three on this, working with this, and we'll continue to boost your level.
Thank you very much. Now then, salad listeners, yes, let's have a look at our conundrum, which we had at the beginning of the program. The conundrum was, he never gets his message blank.